Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It is Wednesday, November 27th. Happy Thanksgiving week. Turkey Day's tomorrow. Hope you guys have a lot of great plans, like maybe listen to the podcast. This episode, I break down a Disney Channel original movie I watched, a DCOM, as the cool kids call it. The top Thanksgiving foods, I have a problem with technology, and some more segments. This is Correct Opinion, safe for coming back. Roll music!
Correct Opinions! Correct Opinions!
Oh, Thanksgiving is upon us. Maybe some of you heading into work this Wednesday. You just got to get through it. You can do it. Then you got a long weekend. Probably a lot of conversations happening like, it's Wednesday, but it's really a Friday. Oh, have a good turkey day. Turkeys. I love turkeys. You ever see wild turkeys? It blows my mind whenever I see them. They're just walking around. Crazy guys. And they sure are tasty. We got to have the whole turkey at the, my family started to do a thing where it's only the breast. No dark meat? Come on. You got to have it all. You really do. I want that whole bird on the table. But it's Thanksgiving. Hope you guys are having a great week. I'm thankful for you guys listening. This is fun. I'm recording this early in the morning trying to get through it. I've been up. What I'm not thankful for? A smoke detector. I mean, it's good those exist, but mine, the last two nights is just gone off randomly, only at 2:30 a.m. Oh, I had so mad. Do you know what I'm talking about? Technology like takes on a mind of its own and you swear it's messing with me. It's pranking me. This, I've checked it. I've messed with it. It never goes off any other time of the day. So it did it the one night. I'm like, that was weird. And of course it did it again the next night. Only in the middle of the night. And I'm furious. I finally go back to sleep. I had dreams of like football spiking the smoke detector. I might do that to bring in my Thanksgiving. No, I'm not. I'm going to chill. I've talked about this before. Technology fires me up. Have you noticed the new Siri? She's got an attitude. I'm serious. Maybe it's just the new phone. Sorry to brag. I think everyone has it, the new update, but Siri used to be like you'd like call Siri. I'm not going to say it because I feel like everyone's will react, but you'd call Siri and she'd say, "How may I help you? What can I do for you today?" She's very helpful, very respectful. She was trying to serve me. I just felt like, wow, this is a very friendly service. And now when you call Siri, she goes, "Mm-hmm." Have you noticed that? You go, "Siri," and she goes, "Mm-hmm." I swear one time she went, "Go on." It's like the old Siri was Chick-fil-A, the new Siri is Popeyes. "Hey Siri, how may I help you?" And now it's, "Siri, what you want?" "Yeah, go ahead." It's like a middle-aged mom of four who's like kind of, she's like on the phone. That's what the new Siri is. What? Go speak. Hey, say it with your chest. If you're going to say it, what do you want? The old one was there for you. She had on a little bonnet, it felt like. "How may I help you?" And now it's just, Just a homeschooling mom of six. But if you figure it out yourself. Siri.
Mm-hmm.
Like, watch this. It has an attitude problem. Siri.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. See what I... Did you hear?
It's okay. Really?
Oh. Are you hearing this? Hey, Siri. How about you talk to me with a little bit of respect, please?
I'm not sure I understand.
She really... This is happening right now. Did you see how I talked to you with some respect? Do the same.
I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. Also, right when I said that, I don't know if you... I hope it came to the podcast. My smoke detector just beeped. Siri, are you behind the smoke detector incident?
I don't have an answer for that. Is there something else I can help with?
Stop. Have a little respect for me. I'm sick of this. Hey, look up how to have respect. Let me know what you find. All right, okay. Now, maybe she just...
I found this on the web.
What? She computed as what that I said. Oldest bunny, look up respect me notified. That's what she thought I said. Because she was busy putting off my smoke detector. Siri, why don't you take a hike?
I don't know what that means. If you like.
No. Hey. I think we're done. I want to break up.
I don't know what you mean by...
How about... Tell me if you know what I mean by this, Siri. You're a fraud.
I'm not sure I understand.
Quit interrupting me.
Sorry, I'm still...
Let me finish, Siri, okay? You are rude. You've changed. You're supposed to help me, and you're just being rude, okay? What do you have to say about that?
I'm not sure I understand.
Understand this. Goodbye.
I'm not sure I understand.
Oh, my. Okay, we're done. You see what I... It's all... Technology is all working in tandem to ruin me. They're messing with me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I hope you heard the smoke detector. It really beeped while Siri was mouthing me, man. I'm getting messed with. Dang it, Siri. But I had a really great week. Chill week. I was back at home. I laid low. I watched my fantasy team get last. I'm solidified last place. It's very embarrassing. I mentioned the fantasy, so now you know. Okay, whatever. Cool. Who cares? Is that fine? At the beginning, I'm spending like hours and hours like, this means everything. And now I'm like, dude, it's for kids anyway. Who cares? Moving on, but I chilled out. Chilled with some friends. We're going to watch... We got Disney Plus. We're going to watch the movie, right? I've talked about it. We decide on Blank Check. We did, like, draw from a hat. Someone suggested that. I was like... You ever done that? I suggested, ooh, this will be fun. Let's all write it and draw from a hat. And then we drew, like, the worst one. It's like, well, I can't really go back on it now. No, actually, let's just do what I want. So, Blank Check. I vaguely remembered it. Once we watched it, I was like, I kind of remember watching this. So, if you don't know, Blank Check, Disney Channel original movie, a DCOM about a boy who's, I don't know, loves finance. I don't really get it. But he somehow stumbles upon a blank check that he fills in for $1 million and he goes to cash it. Weird side plot twist to kind of make the story work. There's the bank he cashes it at is also like involved with some criminals who have like holding the bank, you know, they're like threatening the bank and said, hey, I'm gonna have a guy here tomorrow, collect $1 million. And just so happens, little Timmy, whatever his name is, goes in right before the criminals. So the banker's like, well, I guess they sent this kid, and gives him $1 million in his backpack and he walks out. And then the whole movie, he's like driving, getting chauffeured in sports cars because he can't drive yet. He'll steal $1 million, but he's not about to drive underage. And then the criminals are like trying to find him. But the weird part of the movie, I thought it was hilarious. I don't know if you've seen like the Disney Plus, they have like disclaimers of basically kind of like, hey, just FYI, these movies were made like 20 years ago. So, like, FYI, there's going to be, for 2019, there's going to be some weird stuff. I saw a Twitter video go viral of, I don't know what movie or show it is in, but it's like on Disney Plus, an old Disney show where it's like a little white boy, a little black boy are like hanging out and they cheers and drink their Kool-Aid. And the black boy like cringes like he doesn't like it. And the white boy goes, oh, sorry. And dumps in like twice as much sugar in his. Dude. Like, whoa. Oh. Or an episode of That's So Raven where there was like they were doing like a dating show on this particular episode. And they ask a guy like, what's your favorite girl? And he goes, I like a girl with a big appetite. And Raven goes, you a freak, ain't you? Like that was on Disney? 2019, that would be like, we have some problems. But I thought that was hilarious. And in this movie, Blank Check, he was like 11. And there's this kind of, you know, attractive female figure who's sent in to try to like figure out, she's part of the criminal team. Like, how do I, or she's a detective, I think. Oh, clearly I wasn't super focused, but she's, you know, the attractive female character who's trying to like kind of seduce the 11-year-old to get the truth. So that was very uncomfortable. And this kind of progresses, and the little boy has made up this fake adult figure to kind of explain his riches all of a sudden, that his parents were like, yeah, he just picked up a side gig working for this millionaire. That was weird. But so as the movie progresses, she's like there and he's like, they're like kind of flirting. Like there's this one scene, they're in the back of a limo and he's like, I had a great time tonight. She's like, I haven't had this much fun in a while. And there's this whole scene where he takes her hand and they run through sprinklers. 11-year-old. We looked up the actors. The actor was literally 11 and she was like 26. And they're running through the sprinklers, holding hands, soaking wet, getting the limo. She was like, I haven't had this much fun in a long time. He's like, me either. Maybe we could see each other again. She's like, maybe. And you're like, was this in the 90s? I don't remember this. And the movie progresses and finally the big ending, it's revealed, you know, this is what he actually did. He's sorry. And the woman's like, it's okay. And he's like, maybe we could hang out again sometime. And she's like, maybe when you're a bit older. He's like when? She's like, maybe 10 years. He goes, how about 5? She goes, okay, 8. And then they kiss. Was that okay in the 90s? I don't think so. I mean, I wasn't kissing women when I was 11. I was kissing my Xbox controller, but Blank Check, man. Look it up. The kissing scene. They weren't like smooching, but there was a peck between a grown adult and the 11-year-old. I don't know. It was, we just watched it and we're like, whoa, what? Blank Check needs to check themselves. Ooh. So I'm excited to see what else Disney has to offer, because that was disclaimer, these movies were made 20 plus years ago. Okay, we've changed our minds since then. I just thought that was really weird. Coffee drink break. I might have to make a little tune for that. Coffee drink break. Coffee drink break. Gotta keep it going. Speaking of, you know what? Let's just dive into some segments. How about crazy white baby names? Crazy white baby names. Boom. Like I said, I love y'all's emails you send in. I said a couple that are worthwhile. When we look at these crazy white baby names, this man sends in. He says there's a family from church who has 5 kids. That's always the best when you're like making fun of someone you go to church with. They have 5 kids, 4 boys, 1 girl, as follows. Here we go. Ready? Crazy white baby names. 5 kids: Orion, Ozias, Oakley, Osman, Anale. All start with O. Orion, Ozias, Oakley, Osman, Anale. Crazy white baby names. Five O's. Oh, no. Oh, 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 my gosh. Dude, bless. God bless. And then this is a great one. This one is sent in a Facebook snapshot. I'm never going to name names here, okay? We're just going to make fun of people's children's names anonymously because we're respectful on this podcast. Never forget that. This woman writes, when I tell people his, this is a mom holding her little son, and she posts on Facebook, when I tell people his name, they think I'm saying soldier. Then I say, it's Sojourn. And they ask me what language that's in. So the son's name is Sojourn, not soldier. Then I sound like a bougie, condescending snot, informing them that it's an English word and that they could recognize it if they had a better vocabulary. Well, I don't feel like you have to say that. I named my son Sojourn, which already was questionable, and now people struggle with that because it's not a name. I don't feel like that's their fault. And then everyone asks me if that's even a word. And it's just a bummer for me because I got put in this weird position where I have to demean their entire intelligence and their vocabulary. It's like, just say, yo, yeah, it is an English word. It's Sojourn. It means to wander. I think that's what it means. Oh, word of the day, Sojourn. That's where I have to do it. I mean, we're learning things. It's a Sojourn is, drum roll, please. We learn things on this podcast. And of course, it means a temporary stay. So I was kind of right. Anyways. So I have to demean them by telling them they could recognize it if they had a better vocabulary. When I try to recommend they just call him Podge, it gets worse. That doesn't make sense. It's not working. He needs a new name. But he has gotten very handsome. So this is, maybe we're going to start seeing this. You have a lot of weird people, a lot of white people naming their kids crazy names. Orion, Ozias, Elias, Amias. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm not calling you that. It's, you know. And maybe we're getting to a point where in a few years, these people are going to be like, we got to just change it. Believe it or not, we're sick and tired of having to every single people we meet go, no, it's not soldier, it's Sojourn. This is Sojourn. What? What? Maybe if you weren't so stupid, you know it's Sojourn, which is a temporary stay. Yeah, your son was going to have a temporary stay in your household. He's running away. Because no one... No, okay, that was too much. And that's been... Crazy wife, baby, oh, I have so much fun with that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Except Turkey Day's here. I'm going home for Turkey Day, big old feast. It is great. I go back and forth each year. I've respected Thanksgiving this year. No Christmas music, no Christmas decorations. I've respected the holiday this year, and I think it's helped. I'm excited for it. We're gonna the whole bang. You know, I'm from the South. We're getting the whole shebang. It's gonna be good. I remember one year we had, one year we had a whole feast and I realized there's not a single vegetable here. This is gourmet KFC is what we're having. This is awesome. Well, I mean, it's probably nice to have a little color in there, but man, there's Thanksgiving special because it's that time where there's several items that some of my favorite food items, and I have them once a year, which is a shame, but it almost makes it better. So I'm going to give my, this is the confident top five Thanksgiving foods. You know this is true. Number one, deviled eggs. I eat 12 a year, I think. I don't know. I love them. That's a weird thing, probably. Deviled eggs. I never have them any other time. Easter, Thanksgiving. I'm thankful. Thankful for Jesus. Thankful for eggs. It's the trinity of deviled eggs. So, those are delicious. Two, pecan pie. It's pecan. I'm a little bit of a stickler on pronunciation. People try to say it's pecan or something because that's like a cute southern thing. It's just, well, that's not what, objectively, that's not how the word is pronounced. So I don't. It's pecan. Listen, we learned a definition. We're going to learn a pronunciation. Listen to this.
Pecan.
How to pronounce pecan. YouTube video. 400,000. Oh, this. Top comment. Pecan sounds like a last option toilet. Oh, man. Here's the comment on this. So it's a YouTube video. How to pronounce pecan. It's a 9-second video that just goes.
Pecan.
There you go. Thanks, dude. One of the comments here. I'm still saying pecan because I grew up with it. I just feel right saying it. So no one can stop me from pronouncing it that way. Except the English language, but that's fine. I've argued so many people about this, and I'm correct. The color mauve, M-A-U-V-E, everyone argues it's mauve. It's actually mauve. So impress your people at Turkey Day. The tablecloth is a light purplish gray. You say, I love this mauve tablecloth. Pass the pecan pie. Thankful for the language. Number three, dressing. Easy. The top three are pretty interchangeable, but they're all things I literally only have like once or twice a year. Four, we go into green beans. It's a versatile item. You can have straight green beans. You have green beans that are boiled in like beef juice. Green bean casserole. We had green bean bundles wrapped in bacon one year. Cheesy green beans. Just add any kind of, you know, cow-based product in the green beans. You're going to really step it up a notch. And then lastly, turkey. We got to give a nod to the turkey. I have turkey sandwiches all the time, but the actual Thanksgiving Day turkey, we need the whole bird. We need the dark meat. You get it. There you go. Enjoy your feast. Let me know. I don't know if y'all have a different top five. That's mine. I feel confident in that. I really do. But Thanksgiving's here, and I don't know. I'm heading into Christmas right after. The second Thanksgiving meal's over, let's play the Christmas music, the tree up. Let's get after it. Best Christmas music, dude. The best Christmas song ever made is NSYNC's Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. The best one ever made. It's the best one ever made. And then probably my favorite song to just belt out, Oh Holy Night, Straight No Chasers version. Check that out. And then you have John Legend, Christmas album. You have Michael Bublé, Justin Bieber. Something About a Mistletoe. He is a heartthrob. That's what Christmas is all about. Getting under that mistletoe. Hey. Hey. Hey, but I got sent some great Christmas. All right, let's pause, edit, background noise. So let's start back to the end of the Christmas music thing. But last week's episode, I talked about Christmas cards, those annoying Christmas cards. Man, I'm excited about this. I've already gotten a few sent in. I know it's a little early, but y'all send these in to me. Those annoying Christmas cards, the braggy Christmas cards. Let me see what I already got. I just got a couple. This was sent in from a sweet lady, a listener. And this was actually from last year. She had to dig it up. She calls it the classic American braggy white card. It's a great way to describe it. Okay, let me... I'm so excited for these. Send them in, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. We're going to have fun with these. And of course, every time, it's not loading. The classic American braggy white card. The picture, four pictures. One's a dog, of course. One is a girl doing a jumping splits in front of a waterfall. All right. It is titled 2018. You were good to us. This person sent it from last year. This was so bad they remembered a year ago they sent it in. Thank you. 2018, you were good to us. As I'm sitting here scrolling through thousands of photos trying to sum up our 2018 experiences into only four photos, I'm finding it nearly impossible. All I can simply say is that we are so blessed, aka better than you. Our 2018 trips entailed a ski trip to Big Sky, a Disney Alaskan cruise, a Maryland/Washington, D.C. visit, Vail, Colorado, of course, and New York City. Chloe, 11, is thriving in her Spanish school, a true social butterfly, avid dancer, downhill ski racer, fashionista, church choir singer, and lover of all things. This is real. It goes on. Stella, 8, is also thriving in her Spanish school, is a fearless downhill ski racer, competitive hockey player, lover of horseback riding, and all things animals. Nash, 2, pleasant surprise, Nash, is loving his new Montessori school. What is that? We'll circle back. Mastering his back float in swimming, has mastered being louder than his sisters, and an all-time mama's boy. Sounds like he doesn't have a choice. And if our lives aren't going, and if our lives aren't crazy enough, we now have Monty, 6 months, who is a farting, snoring, loving, chubby English bulldog. So, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our crazy family to yours. XOXO, translation, we're better than you. Wow, dude. Okay, Montessori. Does anyone know what this is? I hope I don't sound dumb here because I'm really... The Montessori method of education. If we go back here, she said the two-year-old Nash is loving his new Montessori school. I feel like they really hyped up the two-year-old. He's loving school. He's mastering his back float. He's louder than the sisters and a mama's boy. It's like he's just two. He's just... You're just sending him to school and just like letting him sit in the pool. He's just kind of like... Let's give him a few more years to see what he's really made of. So Montessori education is a child-centered educational... Via the internet. Montessori education is a child-centered educational approach based on scientific observations of children. It views the child as one who is naturally eager for knowledge and capable of initiating learning in a supportive, thoughtfully prepared learning environment. So these elements are of Montessori school. You have a mixed-age classroom from children to 6 years old. Student choice of activity. A constructivist or discovery model where students learn concepts from working with materials rather than instruction. Oh, freedom within limits. So yeah, you just Montessori educate. You just sit them there and let them do whatever he wants. So it's just, it's a really fancy word for just like, mommy needs a break, glass of wine, just sit there with your toys and play with them. I guess that's Montessori school or mommy needs a break. That's the same thing. We figured that out. Wow. I love these. All I can simply say is that we are blessed. We did all of these things. It's like, all I can say is this Christmas year, we are thankful that we're doing way cooler things than all you guys. Here's the recap. These are just brutal. Okay, we have another one sent in. this person, this is a 2019. This is short and sweet, but this is great. They received this on November 19th. Dear friends and family, yes, you do see a November date heading this year's Christmas letter. Definitely a first for me. This newsletter, Eager Beaver status, is the result of no 2018 letter, which was the result of our 2018 holiday theme being doctor visits, hospitals, surgery, and physical therapy facilities. Then you're thinking for a second, you're like, oh no, like they must have had a tough year. Wait. It was because our journey for caring for the elderly was in full swing, so we didn't even get to do the newsletter. Sorry. That's doctor visits, hospitals, surgery, and physical therapy facilities. Our journey of caring for the elderly was in such full swing, so the newsletter didn't even make our to-do list. That this is going to be tough to top this holiday season. This person literally, they missed a whole year of a braggy letter. They hit you with one 2019 before Thanksgiving and made a point to say, hey, here's our braggy letter. Sorry we didn't get to one last year. We're bragging. We are so cool and good and busy. We couldn't even do one last year. We are so busy being better than you. You're only getting a brag letter every other year. Whoa, dude. Respect. I actually respect this one. That's what I'm going to do. And 2020 is going to be my year. Hey, guys. Trey here. Sorry I've never sent one of these out. For 27 years, I've been killing it. So this is the first time I've had a little bit of free time to let you know. And it's going to be a 10,000-word cited paper of every accomplishment I've had in my whole life. I'll say, hey, yep. Well, I got a busy next 27 years. Talk to you in 2057. 47. Math. Respect. Yep, you're seeing this in November. Just went ahead and get it out and let you know we didn't do it last year because we were so busy taking care of the marginalized. We couldn't even send a letter. What's up? Which, you know, thank you for helping the elderly. It's a great thing, but it's like, really got to brag about it, huh? Had respect for that. So those are the two we got in. I cannot wait to see what else we get from y'all. But I love that Christmas season is the best. That's hard to be argued. If you have a little kiddo listening, maybe I'll speak in code. I don't know. I'll warn you. We're fine right now. I remember going to the mall to sit on Santa's lap. Is that still going on in 2019? Feels like it shouldn't. You know, little blank check vibes. Go sit on that stranger's lap, sweetie. Go put your arm around that big old fat man. Sit on his lap. Mommy, I love Santa, but I don't know if I want to straddle his thigh. Sit down and tell him what you want. Sit on his lap and tell him what you want. Oh, wow. That's where people in other countries are like, what do you guys do for the holidays? See that guy over there? That's Mark. He's an Uber driver, typically, but he grows out the beard and sits there. And hundreds of kids sit on his lap. Ugh. Is that still going on? Feels like it shouldn't. But I did remember, I remember getting really fired up about it. Saying I was at a McDonald's or something recently. Family was walking in, and this man, this was like in July. This big fat man with a huge white beard was sitting there, just like in jeans and a t-shirt, eating his chicken. And this little kid was just going, Santa. And the guy was so nice. He's like, oh, are you a good boy this year? He just totally leaned into it because he was definitely Santa in December. But that kid had to be mind blown. Like, oh my gosh, I thought you were in the North Pole, dude. What are you doing here in Midwest City grabbing a bite to eat, Santa? Your elves are probably running rampant up there, man. Go up there and make the Nintendos. Yeah, are Santa's still a thing? I get so excited until finally I figured it out. Parents, you know, I just want to be mindful of the kids. We figured it out. I remember maybe... Pause, parents. I'm going to talk about it. So I was like a year older than my sister and cousin. So I remember I discovered the truth that All right, parents, I want to be very respectful. Cover your kids' ears. Stop listening now. When it's discovered Santa's not real. And wow, I'm so thoughtful. I remember we were like, you start to get, you know, I remember being like an advocate in like second grade. Some kids are arguing with it. I'm like, no, Santa's real, dude. Santa's real. Okay. I remember I started getting a little suspicious. So I said, you know what? I'm going to write Santa a letter. I just want to, come on, Santa, just prove it. Just write me back. Sign off. So we get it back. Boom. Ooh, that looks a lot like the uncle's handwriting. So I start to get kind of, and then I'm questioning, like, ooh. And they're like, well, Santa was very busy, so he told me what to write, and we wrote it down. First, it's like, parents, how badly do I want to keep the lie going? At this point, you could have just been like, yeah, I wrote it because, well, he's not real, son, but enjoy the gifts. This has been fun. At one point, what if I was 14, 16? Like, yeah, I set up the cameras. I didn't see Santa. And they're like, well, son, Santa, as technology progresses, he kind of just swings by and drops, he's in an Uber and he swings by and we kind of bring the gifts in for him now. I'm like, okay, I still believe in Santa. Like, someone's got to tell me at some point. But anyways, I finally, through different processes, I come to the conclusion it's not real, man. But there was an overlap where one year I believed my little sister and cousin, they still, or like I didn't, and they did. I remember my mom was like, you don't ruin it for them. Just keep your mouth shut. And I never felt so much better than someone. Talking about a braggy letter, feeling better than people. I know the feeling, dude. They were out there like in the front yard sprinkling reindeer dust. Reindeer food or something. It was just like cereals that someone put in a bag and leave. The reindeers are going to love it. And we're so excited for Santa to come. And I was sitting there like, what idiots. Are you kidding me? I'm so much smarter than, but you figure it out. And I think I just straight up told him the next year, like, we got to stop this. At what age do you just straight up tell him? At what age, as a parent, does that start to get concerning? They're like 14 and they're like, I can't sleep because Santa's coming. You're like, oh, do we tell him? Like, geez, tired of this charade. But Santa's there. He's in the malls. He's in Burger King's. He's living life. Santa's lap is where I ask for toys. There's only one thigh that holds all the girls and boys. It's a little jingle I wrote a few years ago. Hope you enjoyed that. But as I grow older, these things get less exciting. I remember as a kid writing like passionately on the top of my little list I would write, all caps, no clothes. Clothes are so boring. I want toys. And now I evolved. I tried to get more practical. Like a few years ago for Christmas, I got a vacuum. I don't want to buy this thing. I guess I'll just get it for Christmas. Now it's like on my list is like a month's utilities. That'd be nice. That's what I like to think. It's like, I don't need. And you do the thing where you're like, what do you want? And you're like, I kind of want this thing. Okay, let's get it. I'm like, I Amazon it to my parents' house. And then my mom will wrap it and give it to me. I'm like, can I just Amazon it to me? And I say thank you. We're all unwrapping gifts we've bought ourselves online. It's like, Merry Christmas. This is weird. My mom's literally opened a present. She bought herself, wrapped herself, and then unwrapped herself in front of us. It's like, Mom, just treat yourself, and it's fine. We don't need to. I was always brutal with the unwrapping. The way we did it in my family is everyone takes a turn. There's like 15 of us. Okay, you open one. You open one. You open one. Ooh, look at that. Pass. Ooh, it's cologne. Pass around. Everyone get a smell. You get this every year. We don't need to smell it again. You open one. You open one. Oh, wow. A new power drill. Let's take it out. Try it out. You open one. You open one. Oh. I'm waiting 3 hours to open gifts. I one click bought on Amazon. I already know. Can we just... Can I have just... The unwrapping was the box that came in. Woo! Man, I just... I'm honestly bad at gifts. I don't really buy into it. But when you think about it, it's pretty silly. If you do it that way. Some people still do it. Because you do it the old-fashioned way, and you're like, I got a bunch of stuff I don't really want. And oh, wow. I am the worst, but... What a conundrum. Anything but my Christmas list this year. Practical. New smoke detector. Boom. Top of the list, baby. Perfect. But I hope you all have a great turkey day. I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Episode 11. It's been so much fun. We'll keep it rolling. Happy holidays. Talk to y'all next week. Do less. God bless you, boys out. Peace.
Direct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.